Welcome to The Direct Dish. I'm your host, Melissa Kohler. As a wife, mom of three, and small business owner, I know how hard it can be to manage it all, especially the big emotions everyone brings to the table. So here is our opportunity to dish it all out and find recipes for success in all areas of life. I'm so excited to sit with you each week and chat about life, business, health and wellness, motherhood, and everything in between. Because let's be honest, running a business, caring for your family, and keeping up with the emotional load of each day can sometimes feel too heavy to carry. Let's cozy up with our favorite blanket, lay down the stresses of the day, and chat about how we can manage it all in ways that bring us joy and lead us to success. Today, I sat down with Jessica Osborne, who is affectionately known as the Niche Ninja, and you're going to see why. Niching down in your business is one of the best things that you can do as an entrepreneur. Jessica is a marketing professional of 20 years, turned business coach, podcast host, and author. She's passionate about smart business that firmly puts lifestyle first, which I appreciate and applaud. While growing two online service businesses while juggling the demands of motherhood, she mastered a less work, more lifestyle of strategy that leads to continued growth without succumbing to the hustle hard mentality, which I love. She shares her method via her program Business Jam, where she helps other professional women leverage their expertise and command their worth to achieve profitable, scalable businesses that fit their unique lifestyle goals. Jessica knows what she's talking about, and I can't wait for you to listen to all of her knowledge. Let's get started. Today, we are chatting with my new friend, Jessica Osborne, and we are going to be talking about niching, which is something that I know a ton of people have questions about, and you are the niching ninja, so I cannot wait to dive in and talk to you about all things niche. And before we had this conversation, we were like, do you say niche or niche? And we both agreed it's niche, and say why. I loved it.
Yeah, so it's a French word, and that would be how they pronounce it, like quiche. So
yes, I love it. Mm-hmm. Okay, so before we dive in, can you just let everybody know who you are, a little bit about your business? Let's just hear all about you.
Sure. Well, firstly, thank you so much for having me, Melissa. This is heaps of fun to be here with you today. So I'm Jessica Osborne. I am a coach for women in service-based businesses, and I really help them with what I call your foundational marketing strategy. So it's knowing exactly who you serve, your expertise, creating services that are aligned to that, but also aligned to your lifestyle and your revenue income goals, and connecting it all up with how you get the clients coming in. So the marketing and sales. That's it in a nutshell. And the niche, I actually was crowned Niche Ninja by one of my clients. And I thought, you know, that's kind of fun. I'll just keep that name. The reason
I love
why.
That name. It's so great. It's perfect.
Yeah. Why is it the thing? Why do I put that out there? It's because I find that time and time again, it's like the one key that if you can turn that key in that lock and unlock your true niche, really get specific and find it, everything else becomes so much easier. And what I see so many people when they're struggling, when they're finding business hard, when they're, you know, they're not hitting their goals, then maybe the clients they're working with aren't always the ones that are the best fit for them. It always comes back to that. It's like, well, is that really what you want to be doing? Is that your highest value? Is that your expertise? And are those the right fit clients? And often it's like, well, no, I'm trying to serve people who need my skills, people who need my help, which is lovely, but that's not helping you create the business that's going to give you the outcomes that you want. So my whole, everything that I do always comes back to that. And I've got, you know, with myself, I guess, and my clients, we revisit it often. You know, anytime business is starting to feel hard, it's like, well, let's come back and just confirm, are we being specific about our niche and are we staying true to it, or are we starting to wander into other lanes and morphing into other places? Not to say it can't change, you can change it, but if you're lacking specificity, then you're going to be finding it harder than it needs to be.
I totally agree with you. I think that when you're specific, it makes everything so much easier with marketing, with your goals, with your strategy, with all of those things. Mm-hmm. Okay, so for those people that are listening that have heard the word niche but aren't quite sure exactly what that means, can you tell everybody what is a niche?
Yeah, sure. Good to start at the top. Let's start with what it is. So your niche essentially is your spot in the market. So it's not a market. It's not a segment. You know, if we're looking back at marketing textbook speak that you may have learned at university, you know, we're not there. Your niche is your spot within it. So it's actually your specialization, but it's also combined with who that is that you serve. So a niche is specifically what it is that you do and who you serve. And then I have a third layer that I like to add in, which is the difference, your unique difference, which is the sort of why you. So if we call it something easy to remember, it's your what, your who, and your why you.
What, your who, and your why you. That is awesome. That's easy. That's easy to remember.
Yeah.
Okay, so for people that have either been in business for a while and are kind of feeling stagnant or stale in their business, and maybe they're questioning, have I ever spoken to my niche, or do I want to rediscover my niche? Or for people that are brand new with learning mm-hmm. how to find your niche, mm-hmm. what would you say? How can somebody find their niche?
Yeah, so it is easy and it's hard at the same time. Hard because I think we all resist doing it. And the reason that we resist is when you are drilling down and getting specific, it feels like you're leaving money on the table. It feels like you're leaving opportunity there. And with entrepreneurs, we are always the opportunity seers. We're the people who have the ideas. We can see what's possible and what's out there. And so it's kind of going against our natural instincts, right? To narrow your focus and to narrow down and to leave people out there. The thing is that when you do that, you have the opportunity to build authority in your space, to become known for something. And while you're trying to play the generalist, you know, maybe you're not intentionally doing that, but while you're resisting getting specific about what you do because you don't want to miss out on something that someone might ask from you, then you're doing yourself a disfavor, because that's leaving everybody else confused about what it is, where your true value lies. So when you can get clear, so drilling down into your expertise is sort of the first thing. And this, again, is where a lot of people dig up a can of worms. Like when I came from my corporate background, I'd done marketing communications for 20 years. And I'd done everything. I'd done lots in the digital space. So everything digital, websites, emails, you know, the whole works, online advertising, all of that stuff. I'd done offline, I'd done brand, I'd done events, sponsorships, the whole works. I'd run the whole marketing comms department. So I'd literally done everything. And so when you're starting with that and going, well, what is my expertise? It can feel difficult. So it's partly, you know, what is it that you most enjoy? What is it that is, you know, where your real value, where you can add the most value to somebody lies? Because while I can do all of that stuff, I wouldn't say that I'm the best. I shine out the best at everything, you know, and nobody does. Nobody can. So anyone who's thinking that, you're like, well, maybe you're not asking yourself a hard enough question. So drilling down into that, but then also when you apply who you help, that can sometimes help you to define that expertise a bit better. And this is another area where people uncover a can of worms, because if you do something that can be used by almost any business, for example, copywriting, for example, bookkeeping, graphic design, websites, everybody needs a website. But while you're staying in that place and refusing to define, well, who do you want to build websites for? It's hard for them to see you as the obvious choice for to help their business. So how do you kind of narrow that down? Well, this is a process where you've got to, you know, each person goes through those steps individually. So I have kind of frameworks that help you to ask the questions and to get narrower, but there's a bit of you letting go of some stuff and thinking, yeah, I could help them, but they're not going to be the ones I'd love to wake up to every day and be working with. And also thinking about, well, what would be a good fit for me? So to give you an example, when I started my business, I started this business at the same time I gave birth to my daughter. I had a newborn at home. And when I started coaching, I was thinking, well, I'm going to need a really flexible time schedule because I don't know what I'm going to be doing. I might be up late at night sometimes. I might have a sleeping baby during the day. It's going to change because it's not always going to be the same times. I don't have a 9-to-5 schedule. It's going to need to fit in and around what I'm doing with my family. So for me, that was thinking, well, when I'm working with clients, what does that look like? What sort of client is going to be a good fit for me? Because that's also what I need and how I want to run my business. So working with other mums who had online businesses made a lot of sense because they're in the same place I am. They're going to have similar schedules. They were going to also be very understanding and aware of the fact that my schedule may not be the same day to day or week to week. So that's how you kind of start to find that fit. And then it's about defining it so everybody can understand what you mean when you say it.
You just said a ton of really, really incredible stuff. And some of the, I was trying to make notes. So first question for you, because it when you started your business, you had a specific niche in mind. And as your business has grown, has your niche stayed the same or has it changed? And how do you know when it's time to change your niche or refresh your niche? How do you know?
It does change and evolve with you. I've actually gone narrower. So when I started, I thought that I'd defined my niche fairly specifically. In helping people. So originally I was, you know, help mums with online businesses with their marketing strategy. But I found that that wasn't actually specific enough. And so I've narrowed it right down to service providers who are, you know, similar to me, like backgrounds in professional creative services who work online, who, you know, they're professionals and they might be doing consulting or coaching. Like the method of what they do doesn't matter so much with how I help them, but they've got a very similar style of business. So it works well for me because that means the framework that I have is applicable to all my clients. I don't need to be creating it, different things. I just need to be helping them work through it for themselves, right? So you get a whole lot of efficiencies that way. And when I'm you're doing your content, for example, like an example of how you might know that you might need to refine your niche is, well, I don't really know what to say on your social media. I don't know what to put on the website. I'll just talk about me instead of talking about to the clients, right? Well, if you are finding it hard, that's probably because you're not specific enough. And most people I've found haven't got specific. They might have done something like a customer avatar template, something like that, but that's not your niche. That is kind of defining a customer. It might have some, what do you call it, profiling, you know, demographics and hobbies and all that kind of stuff, but it's not actually profiling it down to exactly what it is they're thinking and that place that they are, what they're struggling with, where they're at. Like those profiles don't go deep. They don't go on the deep enough level that you really need to get to. And you can only get that deep when you've got specific about who this is, you know, who the person is and your expertise, how you're helping them. So yeah, am I answering your question? When it does change, And often if it's getting hard or feeling like business is hard and you're not getting the clients, that's actually where you probably need to get more specific rather than broaden out, which would be our natural instinct is I must need to spread myself wider, right, to get more fish. But it's actually if you get more specific and clear, that's when they show up. Counterintuitive.
It seems counterintuitive, but when you explain it like that, it definitely makes sense. Okay, so I know that you work with a lot of different people and have over the years, and I'm curious if you've noticed people coming to you hesitant or resistant to really niching down, because what you said at the beginning is we're afraid to leave people out. We're scared we're going to miss out on some kind of opportunity. How do you help people that want to niche down but are kind of resistant to it because they're afraid that they're going to miss out on something?
Great question. Everybody has that fear. So just say if you're thinking that, then, you know, it's the same. Everybody's had that fear. And it's only once you have niched down and realize, wow, things are so much easier, that you look back and think, why did I resist it for so long? And if you haven't done it, then the only way to find out is by giving it a try. And, you know, I say to people, look, you're not etching anything in stone. This isn't something that cannot be moved or changed. So if you find that you've gone into what you think is your niche and it needs to change, guess what? You're the boss. You can change it. It's just better to be specific than trying to be general, because when you're general, when you're being broad, what happens is you start to write any kind of copy. You might be writing your website copy, your social media, an email to someone trying to explain what you do. Because it's broad, it's broad terms. And so that's something that's very hard for the other person to get a clear picture of. They can't visualize it. They may not be able to really understand it. They might be like, yeah, okay, I think I get it. But they're thinking in those broad terms as well, which means that they aren't going to be thinking, wow, this is exactly the person I need for my business, because she works with people just like me and she understands where I'm at and she knows how to help me get to where I'm going to go. And the reason why is because you're not able to detail those things when you're being broad, because you'll start writing it down and think, oh no, but that's not relevant for those people. So I better, you kind of make it plain vanilla, right? So that it's relevant to all the people you're thinking of, which means that it's not really hitting the nail with any of them because they're not seeing themselves in what you're saying. So your question, I think I went off on a tangent. How do you help someone who's finding it hard? There is a leap of faith you do need to take. And it's really the questions. So I look at it a bit like an onion. We need to peel back the layers. So we might go as far as you can with your expertise and then move into the ideal customer and go through those layers. In doing that, you're going to then have more insights on your expertise as well. And it's about finding, I'm going to hold up my hands. I know you can't see me, but it's like the Venn diagram. So you imagine the three circles. What we're trying to get is that bit right in the middle where they all overlap. And that is your sweet spot. So your what, your who, and your why you. There's definitely parts of your what that aren't going to be something in your niche. And here's the thing, I love to bring this out because it makes some people go, aha, your niche is what you market. It's not everything that you offer necessarily, which means that this is what I want to be known for. This is my place in the market. It doesn't mean that you can't offer something that's a little bit outside of that, that you can't have other services. You can do whatever you want, but your niche is how you are presenting in the market. That's where you're going into. That's who you're trying to attract. You're still going to attract other people. You can still choose to work with other people. You can still choose to offer other things. I often say to my clients, be careful, because the more stuff that you add in and the different things that you do, you're just making your life more complicated. You're making your business more complicated. So it's better to be more aligned and have less, focus more energy on less things, definitely helps you be a more efficient business owner that can have the part-time business that's really, really successful. But you can do it. So when you're looking at your niche, it's not thinking, that's it, that's the only thing I offer. You're not describing, you are describing what you do, but you're not describing everything that you sell. There can be more in what you provide and in what you do than in what you're describing. Does that make sense?
It makes perfect sense. And as you described it like that, I think a lot of people are going to hear that and say, oh, like you just said, aha, because I have not heard that presented that way. And it makes perfect sense. Perfect sense.
Yeah. Because I think where we get hung up is we always are trying to describe what we do. And that's where it gets difficult. Whereas if we go, I don't have to describe all of it. I'm going to pick out the thing I want to be known for. Like this is the, you know, this is the main central part. Trying to think of what a good metaphor would be. You know, I don't know why avocado came to mind. Maybe I was looking at one this morning, but it's like, instead of describing the whole avocado, you're just looking at the nut in the middle. It's like, that is the thing that I'm describing when I'm describing my niche. Yes, there's all the rest of it as well. It's got this beautiful flesh and it's got some skin, but we're just zeroing in on the nut in the middle. So it makes your communication a lot clearer and more specific, and people get it. And that's what we're aiming for.
What a great, that's a great analogy though, the avocado, because that, I mean, as I'm envisioning it as you said that, and I'm like, I'm such a visual person. And so just even having that example is for me great. So I know that there's going to be people listening that are going to say, I get it now. I get it.
Yeah. And it's so beautiful when you do, you know, I just love the feeling. It's like I'm getting tingles in my cheeks actually now just thinking about it. It's like when you have nailed it, where you know that you've nailed it. That's the thing. So if you're sitting there thinking, I don't know if I've gone specific enough, I'm not sure if I've got it, that means you haven't, essentially, because you know when you've got it. You just know. You get this like amazing rush of energy. It's like so here's something that we talk about in my coaching groups. It's like when you go to a shop and you're going to try the dress on. You might try on lots of dresses in the store, and there might be some that you're like, yeah, I like this. This is good. But then you get that one and you put it on. You're like, oh no, this is the dress. This is the one. Like you just know it, right? Even though the other ones might have fit, they might have felt like, yeah, you know, this could work. Don't stop there. Keep searching till you find the one, because that is when you've nailed it. You know, I've got a beautiful client who came to me a couple of years ago. She joined my program Business Jam, and she said when she joined, she's like, I just really need help with my niche. I've been battling with it for like 2 years. I cannot figure it out. And, you know, that was sort of one of her main goals coming in. And I was like, great, that's what we're going to be focusing on first. Take as long as you need, but we're going to get there. Don't worry, you're not leaving without figuring this out. And she did, you know, find a niche, and she was like, great, okay, yes, I'm focused on this. And then she's sort of been, you know, things have been moving, a bit slower for her than what she wanted. And she's kept on still allowing in all this other stuff, which is fine. You know, it's her choice. But it was interesting because earlier this year, you know, I was saying to her, she's in now my 12-month coaching program. So we're still working really closely together, but she was like, there's just something not fitting. And I was like, yeah, it feels like that. And the reason why you're not making the progress is obviously that you're not feeling totally aligned with this. And so you're holding back. So what is it what is that thing that you would just love to do? What do you want to come across your plate? And she said, I know that straight away. It's this. I was like, okay, well, let's try that on. Let's try this on. And it was interesting because she had originally started her business with, she's a copywriter and she wanted to do brand voice guides specifically, but it had all of the like, oh, I don't know if that's the thing. Is it enough? Is it broad enough? Will I have enough clients? Am I experienced enough? Do I have the credibility? Even though she's got loads of experience in doing this, she didn't still have that courage. So in finding her first niche, she sort of lent on the thing that she had a lot of experience in back in her corporate life that she knew was a sort of a safe bet for her. but it wasn't what she wanted in her heart. So it was like the dress that fit, but it wasn't the one. And when we went through this again and went back in and was like, well, really, is this actually your niche or should it be something else? And she's brought this up. She's sat there and said, straight away, I have just got the vision. I've got all this energy. I've got the power. I can see it. I know what I need to do. I know what I need to say. And interesting enough, she already had a whole lot of stuff for it because that was kind of where she'd been heading originally and she went off track. So it can come full circle. I think the reason I'm sharing that story is that you know it within you. And the more that you stop your heart from speaking and take over with your head, your logical brain, trying to figure out what is the most, you know, like commonly people will be like, what's more profitable? Where should I be from a business sense? Because I want to be successful. So I just want to go where the money is. Like, there's money in every single niche. You don't choose something because you think it'll be more profitable. You choose it from what's within you because that's where you're going to be most successful. You know, where you're aligned with your energy, your value that you bring and what actually lights you up, you're going to be the most successful there because that's really where you are. You already know that's where you need to be. So stop choosing something else because you think there's more money in it. That's going to, you know, die a death at some point, a bit of lackluster one. You might do it for a while. You can make money there, but where you're aligned to be is within you and it's in there somewhere. We just have got to dig it out.
I love what you said about not always going necessarily where the money is. You have to go where your passion is. I think there's probably people that just heard that and said, thank you for that permission slip. Sometimes we need to hear that.
Yeah. Well, there's a perception that there's more money in some places than others. But mm-hmm. I here's the thing that I say to people. This is my challenge on that. Well, think about any niche. Are there people in it who are really successful and people in it who are struggling? Because I think you'll find in every single niche, there's someone making nothing. And there's others who are really successful. So it's not actually the niche, it's the person, right? It's their strategy. And so it's where they're meant to be. And then they've probably got the rest of their business strategy aligned to being there. You know, when it is, that's why when I teach, you know, my framework, it's like the niche is a critical piece. It's the key, but it's not where you stop and end. It's not like once you've discovered the niche, then everything's just going to work no matter what you do. It's like, well, then you align your service offering to it and you align your marketing to it. You align your sales to it. Everything gets aligned and that's how it works. So there is no such thing as a niche that's more profitable than another. It's a person who's more profitable because they have aligned their strategy and they're probably claiming that niche. Like they're in there, not claiming it as in no one else can be in it, but they're like, this is where I'm meant to be. I'm in my groove. I'm owning it. This is my expertise. And they've aligned everything in their business to give them the best opportunity there. So that's, I guess, the best way I look at with that, because it's really up to you to be profitable. It's not the niche.
Yep. It's up to you. Oh, such good words of wisdom. Okay, I have one last question. As you're talking, I kept thinking to myself, what would the cost of business be if you were not specific with your niche? How much would you be losing out on?
Yeah. So look, there are so many costs. It's going to be a lot slower and harder. You know, and I think I'm pretty sure you would agree that there's a high statistic of businesses that don't make it out of their first few years. You know, it's obviously really high in the first year and it goes down. And the reason why isn't that they've got a bad idea or that they're no good or anything like that. It's often just that they don't have the strategy in place and they're overwhelmed, right? And when you do get clear on your niche and you just can focus in on that spot, make it easier, make it simpler, you can reduce that overwhelm. You know, you can stop chasing all these things that you think you need, like, oh, that person's, you know, really successful. What are they doing? Oh, they're posting 5 times a day on Instagram. That means that I've got to do that. It's like, no, you don't. That's not like the ticket of success. they are successful, you know, because they've got their stuff in order behind the scenes. You know, what you see them doing, that's their choice of how they're communicating. But that's not going to mean that you're less successful if you don't post as often as them. You know, you've got a different audience. You design your business to work for you. It's going to be more successful if it's aligned with you and what you can put out there that's good content, right? It's not about how much. It's about the quality and whether you're connecting with your audience. So I find that people are like looking at the wrong things for the key to success, and it's actually a lot simpler than what we think. We can stop feeling overwhelmed and stressed and sort of really narrow in, which, you know, I'm sure because you help a lot of women to start their business and make that dream come true. Would you say that this is something that you often tell them when they're looking at how they should start and what they should be doing?
Mm-hmm. I do. Yes. Mm-hmm. Being very specific with who you are talking to is the number one, like the first step, really.
Yeah.
And you are the niche ninja. I mean, as you're talking, I'm like, oh, I need to hire her. You're amazing. but if people do want to work with you or get to like connect with you, mm-hmm. where can they do that?
Great. Yes. I'm on a few social platforms. I tend to be on Instagram the most at the moment. So you can find me at jessica.osborn, which is O-S-B-O-R-N. And my website, jessicaosborne.com. But yeah, check me out. I'm on LinkedIn. I'm on Facebook as well. So you can find me there as well. And I do love to connect with people. I'm active in my DMs. So you can always drop me a message and connect. I love to chat with other women in business. So please do.
I have a feeling you're going to get a lot of people reaching out to you because this is such a specific important topic that I don't think enough people put value behind. They don't know what they don't know. And mm-hmm. I think you just shed a huge spotlight on how important it is to be specific and niche down, and you are an expert at it. I appreciate you so much for coming on and talking to everybody. Thank you so much, Jessica.
Thank you so much for having me, Melissa. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you so much for tuning into The Direct Dish. I hope you walk away each week with strategies for success in all areas of your life. One day a week together just doesn't feel like enough. So let's stay connected all week long over on Instagram. Follow me at The Direct Dish and at The Oilery Collective for more content on caring for your life well. I can't wait to see you there.